Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, yeah, man. We'll get you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 3 minutes. Western Conference Finals game 2 tonight. The Rockets are already falling apart. They hate each other. You got James Harden's like, I can't do it all myself. Eric Gordon saying, hey, stop being such a ball hog. Man, the Warriors mind bleep you, huh? These Rockets, they were all fat, sassy, and ready to roll. They're like, oh, no, we got this. Nope, after one game, already infighting.
And yet they're still favored tonight, which is weird. And the line's going up.
Nah,
that's fishy.
That's three seahorse.
Three seahorse.
I don't accept that. And I'm only saying that because there's seahorses mating on our television right now on Nat Geo Wild.
I believe in the seahorse colony, the male is the one that gets pregnant.
I believe you're right, Robbie. It's truly the seahorse is the only creature on God's green earth that can say, what do you know? I had to carry you for all these months. Like, there's dad guilt, there's no mom guilt. It's a different role. So in the seahorse community, Father's Day is a much bigger deal than Mother's Day. Because Father's Day, I mean, look, Father's Day is coming up in, 3 weeks? Nobody gives a rat's ass about Father's Day. Let's be honest. We don't get nothing. It is such a scrap heap compared to Mother's Day. Not even close. Not even close in comparison to what goes on Mother's Day.
For Father's Day, it's, hey, grill yourself some burgers.
Watch the U.S. Open.
Father's Day, leave me alone. And we're good.
That's it. All we want is peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet.
Golf and maybe basketball.
Maybe some basketball. Just let's not overkill it here. I don't need a whole song and dance. I don't want to go to brunch. I don't want a fake present. I don't want to pretend like I'm impressed by your noodle necklace. None of that nonsense. Father's Day. It's a jip. It's a jip. And then it's like, oh, well, you don't want to spend time with the family? No.
It's my day. I want to do what I want.
But then halfway through it, it's not your day anymore because there's some kind of cockamamie experiment that you got to go out there and do. So you're worth this hour. Couldn't tell by the opening song, and we swear it's the right word this time. Dream. Text DREAM to 72881. DREAM. Dream. Text that to 72881. You're registered to win $1,000. We'll give you another chance to win at the top of next hour in Beast Sports Flash. But yeah, tonight is game 2. And if the Warriors win tonight, we may be in for a real quick conference finals, and then how long is the wait? Well, there's already what is this wait that's going on between game 3 and game 2? What is that nonsense?
Well, because the finals start the 31st. They don't want a long wait in between the conference finals and the finals. So this is the way to push it back. Since a bunch of the series ended so early in the last round, it's just a way to pass the time before the finals.
Yeah, but there's already nothing going on aside from the conference finals game. So now I already got to sit aside and wait for game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals till Saturday?
And they can't move up the finals date. The finals date has to be that 31st, and so that's why.
Oh, my God, what a pain in the butt. So you got that tonight at 9 o'clock.
Dwayne Wade wasn't happy about the schedule.
He shouldn't be. It's ridiculous. I'm glad that Dwayne's finally realizing this after all these years. It's nonsense.
Or he just wants to see more of himself and Chewy.
Well, he's rolling in those commercials, man. They're really good. He's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Like, would Dwayne Wade rather be starring in the Star Wars commercials or be on the Cavs right now?
Star Wars commercials.
I think the answer is pretty clear. You're hanging out with Chewy.
Yeah.
LeBron James. LeBron James doesn't give a rat's ass, man. He's sitting there after the game. He's yucking it up with Kevin Love. He's like, oh, nobody's got questions for Kevin Love? Nobody's got questions for Kevin Love? Hey, LeBron, I didn't know this was Night at the Improv. I mean, you know, you guys are down 0-2. You give any bleeps? Nah, he doesn't care. We were just playing this yesterday, Leroy. You weren't here. I don't think he wants to go to the finals. Because he knows what's waiting. It's a drubbing from the Warriors. And he doesn't want to go down all time in against Kevin Durant 1-2 in the finals matchups.
Clearly, you have not been in a sport at any level.
Why?
Because you want to compete.
Oh, is this his cockamamie pride nonsense that you're going to throw at me?
No, you want to compete.
Please.
All right.
You're not competing. You're just showing up at that point.
You think?
With Mr. 0.0 J.R. Smith by your side?
You don't have a chance.
He has Clay Thompson. Hold on.
You don't
he
have a chance at a championship if you don't get there.
He has Clay Thompson.
Let me ask you a question.
You have J.R. Smith.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
When Cleveland won, did you think they were going to win then?
Nope.
Okay.
Does this team as good? Anywhere as good?
It doesn't matter.
Is it anywhere as good, sir?
Talking to Cleroy.
No, but I also said the same thing about Boston. Like, everybody just assumed that because their two players were out, that they didn't have talent.
It's all about matchups, though.
Come on, man.
Really?
Hey, yeah.
Matchups?
It's all about
those
matchups.
Guys would match up well against. There's a couple guys on that team would match well against anybody.
If you know you're going to lose, you'd
so you just fold up shop?
You'd rather lose early.
Really?
LeBron wanted to do one thing this playoffs.
You think all those teams? Let me ask you a question.
He wanted to do one thing.
If I knew I was going to lose 50-0 against Denver, would I still want to go to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Would you?
Of course. I've never been to one.
What if you've been to 8?
Still, you don't have a chance of winning unless you get there.
If you've been to 8 Super Bowls and you had 3 Super Bowl rings, and you knew at Super Bowl 9 you were gonna lose 50-0.
You're not funny by saying Super Bowl 9.
No. I'm saying the 9th Super Bowl that you've gone to.
The 9th Super Bowl.
I'm so old.
You're talking about Super Bowl 9.
I'm saying if you had 3 championships, you've been to 8 Super Bowls in a row. By the time you got to Super Bowl number 9, but on the other side of that was a 50-0 ass kicking. You really want to make that trip?
I mean, look at Buffalo.
I would believe
as a competitor that if I got there and had a chance to win, that maybe I could do something to change what everybody thought.
But you can't.
I mean, I take my chances.
There's no chance.
What do you mean?
There's no chance.
What do you mean there's no chance?
There's no chance. Is Kevin Durant going to get sniped?
It doesn't matter.
Is there going to be an assassin taking out Steph Curry?
Something could happen.
Yeah, murder.
No.
What could happen?
If I'm LeBron James, I got to feel that whatever series I'm in, I can win.
You're not LeBron James. Right now, you're Leroy Hort, Sports Observer.
What is going to happen
in a Cavaliers-Warriors series,
what did you just call
Leroy?
Him? What did you just call
he
him?
He is a sports observer. Your professional athlete hat off right now. You are a fan of sports.
I'm a competitor.
You are not a Cleveland Cavalier.
It's in his DNA.
You're not a Cleveland Cavalier.
You're asking.
Look me in the eye and tell me what's going to happen. Let's say right now, all of the Boston Celtics tested positive for steroids and they cancel the Eastern Conference Finals and LeBron advances.
Right.
What is happening with this squad that LeBron has where he's putting up 40-point triple-doubles against the Boston Celtics when we can't name 3 of them? What is happening in a Cavaliers-Warriors NBA Finals? How many games are the Cavaliers winning?
They have LeBron. They have a chance. I
didn't say, do they have a chance?
They have a chance. That's all you could ask for.
Leroy?
It's not likely.
Give me a series prediction.
It's not likely that they're going to win the series against Golden State.
Give me a series prediction.
But that's what everybody thought when they beat them.
Give me a series prediction.
What do you mean a series prediction?
Cavs, Warriors, this team versus the team right now in Golden State. Not the one 2 years ago that he had an awesome run against. Not that Cleveland Cavaliers team. This one with Rodney Hood the Quitter, with J.R. Smith, Mr. 0.0, with Mr. DNP Jordan Clarkson. That team versus these Warriors with Kevin Durant. How many games do the Cleveland Cavaliers win against them?
2. I would pick Golden State, but I'm telling you that if you have the best player in the world, you're always going to have a chance.
Do you have the best player in the world? He just put up all world performances. They lose. Mm-hmm. They have a player who's a whisper under him, plus everybody around him are all-stars.
Mm-hmm.
The math don't add up, man.
Right.
I'm not denying LeBron's greatness.
Do we do it?
I'm not.
Do we do headlines yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm not denying his greatness, but it's just that it's like he's going into a gunfight with a knife. It's not fair.
Understood. But he's a big gun.
Big gun only has so many bullets.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Am I being so unique to my beliefs about basketball? It's always been that way. In most cases, if you have the great player, you go with him. Now, it's unlikely that they'll win. But I'm not saying that LeBron can't win with the guys that he has because he's LeBron.
Do you think that the Boston Celtics right now have anybody even close to Kevin Durant?
No.
No.
Okay. Look what he's doing. All of your theories are coming true. He is putting up all of the best performances. Triple-double, 42 points. 21 points in the first quarter. And it's not enough. Why would that be enough against the Warriors?
I'm not saying it would, but I'm saying
why would that be enough
as
for two
long
games?
As that guy is on a team, you have a chance.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXY AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
So if you put Tom Brady on the Browns, would they be a perennial Super Bowl contender?
And that's even more amazing because I believe that you could put the greatest quarterback to ever play the game on a crap team, and he's not going to win.
Okay.
But you guys think if you have a great quarterback, you have a chance. Now, I take that same theory with a team that only has four other guys and doesn't have to play defense or sit on the bench while his players are playing, and you say I'm crazy. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Does Tom Brady get the Dolphins last year to the playoffs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
No.
What?
No.
What are you talking about, man?
No.
They made the playoffs the year before with the Tannehill.
No. Not last year? No.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
How can you think that?
I would say they'd be better.
They wouldn't be able to block for him.
They wouldn't be able to.
He wouldn't have had that same protection he does in New England.
Dude, one of the reasons Tannehill works here is because he could run out of the way of the bad blocking.
They fixed all that. They got all new offensive linemen.
They
fine.
Did.
Everything's great.
They did.
Let's see. The big story in sports is Michigan State has agreed to a $500 million settlement with the victims in the Larry Nassar case. Obviously, that was horrendous and disgusting, and he should burn somewhere. The Marlins are back at it tonight against the Dodgers. 7:10 is your first pitch at Marlins Park. We've got basketball tonight right here on the ticket. Western Conference Finals game numero dos. Houston hosting Golden State. Golden State up one game to none in the series. 9 o'clock is your tip time, but we will have the pregame at 8 o'clock after an hour-long Josh Friedman experience from 7 to 8 right here on your home for the Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. AM 790. FM 104.3 HG2 The Ticket. And hockey tonight, a little puck, Vegas hosting Winnipeg. Game 3 there. 9 p.m. is your face-off. That series all tied up at 1 apiece.
Somebody said the Cavs have a better chance of winning the finals if they don't make it than if they did make it.
That guy makes a good point.
Plus one for the Texans.
Not only was it probably accurate, but funny.
Anything else, Beast?
No, we're good.
Did you see that the Canes were doing hooligan behavior?
Oh, yeah, they wrecked the Notre Dame's bus.
Yeah, Durham Smith, who's the one of the new tight ends the Dolphins drafted from Notre Dame,
he says
that Hurricanes fans smashed the windows of their team bus at the game this year.
I like it, old school.
He says, we kind of expected a loud atmosphere, but nothing close to what it was. That was one of the loudest stadiums I ever played in my 5 years. We had people throwing stuff at the buses driving up. Actually, our window was shattered, and we had to get a new bus. It was pretty crazy. The atmosphere was great. Obviously, the outcome was terrible, but I did love playing in that stadium.
That reminds me of...
how about that?
That's a little Orange Bowl-esque right
How about
there.
That?
That's what used to happen. The visiting team used to show up to the Orange Bowl, and those buses used to get pelted by things.
You remember when Randy Moss showed his butt?
Yeah.
Well, you wanted to hear a backstory behind that.
What was the backstory?
Well, yeah, it comes from the fans, right?
When you go to Green Bay,
right,
when the visiting bus pulls up, all the people outside the stadium moon the bus. right?
Yes.
So Randy was doing that in response to that.
It was his get back.
Right. And so the fans in the stadium probably laughed at it, but everybody else outside of Minnesota and Green Bay.
It became a sports center.
Right. Like Joe Buck?
Joe Buck was a snowflake.
Everybody except Minnesota Green Bay fans laughed, didn't laugh at it.
Joe Buck was like,
that Miami Notre Dame environment was reminiscent of the environment at the Orange Bowl when Miami played Washington in 2001, when it was a night game and it just felt like
It was a revenge game, too.
Yes, I mean this in the best way possible. Like, they had let all prisoners out of all jails in Miami-Dade.
It was the best sports moment of the last 12 months.
No, but I'm saying the Washington game, even before this, was the last time I felt like when the visiting team pulled up, like, they were in danger getting off the bus.
I didn't think that it was capable of that stadium being like that. You know, that's been such a big topic since they moved because it was away from campus. But just that whole the whole thing, because we've had so many times where it was false tease of the U.S. back. Now, listen, it had a terrible ending to the season. But leading into that, this was always the game where the Canes would throw up on themselves.
Right.
All the expectations.
Correct.
This is going to be terrible. And they just killed them.
They took those top two linemen and took them to task.
It was awesome. And somehow those guys are two top 10 picks, and the Canes defensive linemen are barely getting drafted.
Correct.
I don't get it.
And barely getting called for Holtz.
And Notre Dame was still ranked higher in the final polls at the end, even though they had the same record.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. What is that?
It's everyone loves Notre Dame. Everyone hates Miami.
It's weird.
Bastards.
Did anybody ask this Durham Smith? Hey, how come you guys got dish ragged? How come you guys were turnstiles against these guys? Did this guy get drafted higher than all those guys? I think he did.
Well, Chad Thomas was drafted in the third round.
That's the only man. If you saw that Canes game and you said, "Hey, boys, you have to base your draft off this game,"
it looked like the Canes would have three first rounders.
Right.
I don't understand it. It's crazy.
I would like to know what his thoughts were on that game, other than they played like crap.
Other than the hooligan Canes fans smashed your bus.
That makes me feel so good. That's so old school. That's awesome. We need more of that.
More of that. When you get Mark Richt, when you do your next speech to the Canes, when you do that Canes walk, say, hey. Smashing their bus. More of that.
Don't forget the whale.
What?
Was that a whale? Or
no,
a
don't forget the yeah, do the Mark Richt whale.
Whale. I thought he said whale.
I did too.
He did say whale. But that is how he says well.
He got caught up in the middle of both words.
Oh, Mark Richt just looking around.
It's like Yanny or Laurel. You're caught up in the middle.
You got Mark Richt just looking up the Canes fans like it's gangs in New York.
Do you hear Yanny or Laurel?
Oh. When I first heard it, I heard Yanny.
Yeah.
But then after I put it on a loop, I heard Laurel.
I've only heard Laurel, and it's been pointed out to me that because I have some hearing loss, especially in the high range, that's all I'm going to hear is Laurel.
No, all I hear is Laurel.
Laurel.
Laurel, yeah. I think all you Yanny people are faking it.
Yeah.
No, I did hear Yanny. When I first played it, I heard Yanny.
No, it's because it's just what you wanted to hear.
But I think it does say Laurel. I think the Yanny's a mistake. But it says Laurel.
It says Laurel. There's no doubt about
so
it.
So if that's what it says, then what's the point?
Well, because a lot of people are hearing Yanny. It has to do with the frequencies of
what is he saying?
What you're
not what you heard. Because if he's saying Laurel and you heard Yanny, you're hearing the wrong damn thing.
I feel like people are picking it up mid play and they're getting half the word and it's turning into Yanny. But when you play it through, it's Laurel. Has to be.
Who came up with this?
Who
the same person that came up with the dress?
The same person?
I don't know if it's the same person, but it seems like it's the same thing.
This person needs to be put in prison for stopping productivity today. I can't believe we're all having debates about this.
Every meme last night from the game when those two were yelling at each other on the baseline.
Where,
was
Marcus Morris?
Yeah. It was it's Yanny! No, it's Laurel!
Oh, my God.
Every meme last night.
How about Ty Lue showing up to the press conference in a sweatshirt? It was like Ty Lue was ready to go to the bus and like, hey, Ty! Ty, you gotta do a press conference, man! He's got his bunny slippers on. He's like, man, I don't want to do a press conference.
How about them going after him? Hey, Oh, he's still playing.
How about playing that bum?
How about Ty Lue saying that the Southerners are gooning it up?
Giving you nothing.
Can we discuss how Ty Lue is coming up with the excuse of the Celtics were gooning it up?
Yeah, we'll get you that sound when we come back after this. Let's give it up one time for Michael Wilbon for being this year's inductee into the Tool of the Week Hall of Fame. Wilbon, he beat out the likes of Kim Jong-un, Rob Manfred, Nick Saban, who was a bastard about UCF. We'll get to that in a second. Bill Parcells was up there, but Michael Wilbon. He joins the likes of Windhorst, Heath Bell,
really?
Jeffrey. Yeah. You didn't think so?
I mean,
he's a bastard,
after
man.
After today's, I'm surprised Beast didn't get more runs.
I really should be in it. I should have won.
Well, maybe if your promotion was in line with you messing up the code words today, then you would have gotten.
I mean, there's a good chance I get demoted or fired.
Look, you know what?
I don't want you
to get fired.
It's going
to
be the shortest term.
I don't want you to get fired, but if Danny takes your position after one day, that would make me a little happy.
It's going to happen. The boss is not talking to me.
Why, how come when you're in trouble and you want to make that apology phone call and won't pick up the phone?
He did pick up the phone, and then there was text after that. And now it's
silent treatment.
I've been put into the corner.
Now, can I tell you that the best part about this is we just got a manifesto email from Beast about communication. A manifesto email about communication.
To who?
To all producers.
Oh, okay.
And talent.
I didn't get it.
Well, then you're not on the talent list, which led me.
Trust me, you don't want to be on that list.
Hey.
Wait, are you seriously not on the talent list?
No.
You didn't get the email? Wait. Communication?
Oh, you just sent it?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Because if you're...
It's violent.
Okay,
important.
You did get it. Fine. Because if you weren't on it, I was going to fall on the floor laughing.
Anyway, Michael Wilbon, big ups. Tool of the Week Hall of Fame. Is this Monster Mash? Sometimes you reach back, Robbie. I don't know what wavelength you're on. I don't know if you're a Yanny or a Laurel. I don't know what wavelength it is, man.
Well, it may have to do with our sound clip that we're about to play later on.
Oh!
See, Leroy got it. He did
the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash.
Did they say goons in this?
Goons, monsters, same thing.
Are they? No, you should have played the theme from Goonies if you were smart.
Well, that would have required downloading in illegal stuff. I didn't want to do that. We already had this in our folder.
I don't know.
No, this is not good. This is not one of your better hacky moments.
Leroy got it.
I got it.
Well, yesterday the Cavaliers, they got it. And LeBron coming out with 21 in the first quarter, and then Jason Tatum threw the flying torpedo elbow right at his jaw and sent him to the locker room. There was a lot of shenanigans. J.R. Smith, he was hitting people, getting flagrant fouls towards the end of the game. And Ty Lue, he says, Boston, they've been gooning it up.
The physicality was kind of brutal the whole night. How did you think you guys handled that? And
We got to be tougher. You know, I think they're playing tougher than we are. We see that. They're being physical. They're gooning the game up, and we got to do the same thing. So we got to be tougher mentally and physically.
Well, good luck. We got to be tougher, and I'm saying this while I'm in my pajamas.
I would say that Van Gundy last night was all over Cleveland for really not being tough enough.
They weren't tough enough. They didn't defend well. It's, you know.
And the thing about it is, he kept saying LeBron's gonna urge them to be tougher. They weren't doing it, man.
I mean, it feels to me like they know it's the end.
This is the end.
Let's be honest. Cleveland got a break in the last round. The fact that they got to take on a team that the site, like LeBron could have gone out there and he could have had iguanas in Cleveland Cavaliers jerseys and they were beating the Toronto Raptors. It doesn't matter. They see those jerseys and they see him and they wet their pants. But they were in a dogfight with the Indiana Pacers for 7 games. Those also needed Herculean efforts by LeBron James. And Boston's better than Indiana. They are.
By the way, who was it that on the group text last night that said he was going to have no legs in the third?
That'd be me.
Called that one.
No, it's just like...
Did a 17-hour workout.
Yeah. Like, I get it. I appreciate it that you want to go out there and look like you're putting all focus in, and looks like it worked. But the fact that he has to score 21 points and they're up by 5 at the end of the first quarter, that's not great, man. That's never been his style.
Never is.
That's never been his style to go out there and be Kobe.
He just kind of lets it. I mean, he was pretty efficient.
No, he was efficient. But I'm saying, like,
but that's,
getting everybody involved. LeBron usually is lay back in the first quarter. Let's get people involved. Get K-Love going.
Well, he tried that the first game, and they got up to a sluggish start. So he tried to be more aggressive.
Yeah, and then we know what that made him? That made him the matador on defense. Because he's out there chucking up a bunch of shots to just make some kind of a statement.
He's definitely been slacking on the two-way player thing.
Yeah. But with that roster, I get it. I get why he is, why he's not being that same guy. And also, look, I'm sure age is a factor in that too. You've been playing that many games and that many seasons in a row. And you look at this squad. He's got to take. He can't take breaks. Goes out there and he gets shoulder checked right in the jaw. Disaster time.
Yeah, I mean,
let's talk about another Rat Fink, Nick Saban.
Oh boy,
this guy.
He doesn't like UCF.
He is such a jerk.
What is he supposed to say when his team won the national championship?
Don't beef down. You're up top on the mountain. You don't have to take your hog out and urinate all over UCF in their fun. Because here he goes.
Did you have to go there?
That's what it's like.
I don't want to picture Saban with his hog out.
De-zipped his khakis and made it rain.
De-zipped?
Unzipped.
I believe it's unzipped.
No. Nick Saban de-zips.
That means he took the zipper off?
That's right.
He just ripped the zipper right off.
Zippers.
Texas says, add me to the group text, please.
No, he says,
no.
He was asked about UCF claiming the national championship. And he's like, what? He says, if you honor and respect, which are two things that shouldn't go with Nick Saban, if you honor and respect the system we have, despite some of the imperfections, you have to understand that system, then you wouldn't do something out of respect for the system. I guess anybody has the prerogative to claim anything, but self-proclaimed is not the same as actually earning it. And there's probably a significant number of people who don't respect people who make self-proclaimed sort of accolades for themselves. What a jerk.
I will tell you, I started off kind of defending him. No, I can't. Like, I mean, you have to understand that how are you going to reward these players who bust their ass all year and go undefeated? They don't make the damn schedules.
Right.
All that team knows is they won all their games. And not to even have an opportunity.
I don't know what to tell you, Nick, but the team that beat your ass, we beat their ass, and we won all our games. You lost.
Right.
Like, for the system, you didn't get to go in your conference system at all.
So
you didn't even have to show up. You got yourself a bye week.
Right.
Lucked into it.
Right. So from that standpoint, like, yeah, man, I mean, I get – why he would say that, because he's trying to defend his championship.
He shouldn't. It doesn't matter.
No. You can't pick and choose when you care or not.
No. It doesn't matter.
You can't pick and choose when somebody else cares or not.
Listen.
If it matters, he should say something about it. He is saying something. How do you think his kids feel that now, for the rest of their career, they got to go, oh, you won a national championship.
Champs.
Right. You won a national championship, but UCF went undefeated.
Yeah, but the person who's actually the, you know, that's like the boxer who gets upset because they didn't beat the actual champion. Let's say that champion lost their belt for drug testing.
Right.
Like, you're a paper champ. You're not the real champ. It's like, they say I'm the real champ. I showed up. I won the belt. That was on the line. I don't know what to tell you. It's like Daniel Cormier. It's like, oh, is it my fault John Jones can't stop doing cocaine and steroids?
Right.
Nope.
Texas says, I don't think Saban zips, he Velcros.
Or buttonfly.
No, there's no way he
buttonflies. He's not have the time for that.
You don't think Nick Saban could buttonfly?
No.
Buttonfly was the worst invention ever.
First of all, that would be too cool for Nick Saban.
That'd
be too cool. And two, it's not efficient.
Do you guys ever own a pair of buttonflies?
Yes, back in the day. But
Nick
Saban does not believe.
You have to go, I'm going to have to take a leak in 10 minutes. I better go start now.
Wait. Nick Saban is all about efficiency in everything they do, in their entire operation. You think he's going to take the time for buttonfly?
What do you think, he's got snapfly?
I think he's got a spring, and he hits a button, and his pants open.
Like, the guy who invented the button flat, that guy got caught, right? He was some fashion designer who's like, there has to be another way.
It was
too dangerous.
What's the movie with Ben Stiller?
Something About Mary.
Something About Mary.
Franks and Beans.
Yeah, Franks and Beans. That's what happened.
Franks and Beans invented the button fly?
Yes. Because of the Franks and Beans incident before prom, that's what invented the button fly.
Jeez.
Gotta tell you. You can't just be going down there all willy-nilly, just zipping.
Listen.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
It's all fun and games until you get one of your boys caught in the zipper.
Probably some person who was like on one of the first cell phones and just like, could have really used a fly of buttons here.
I'm stuck!
You don't think Nick Saban, when he's feeling sassy, has himself... Because I feel like Nick Saban's jeans are still from 2000.
Does Nick Saban wear jeans?
Every once in a while.
No, no. I know.
Riding the mower?
No. Khakis.
Do you think Nick Saban does his own lawn?
Yep.
No!
Because he has that fancy mower.
No.
Like,
no.
You would be amazed at how much yard work a man will do if he gets a new tool.
Yeah, it's true.
No.
No, I'm telling you.
No.
Dude, that blower.
What?
I use it.
The one I gave you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no need for it. Like, it rains. I want my patio to be dry. I'm strapping on and I'm going to town. You don't even need that. No.
Maybe he should have gotten Tool of the Week Hall of Fame. We're back after this.
Where do we stand?
What do you mean, where do we stand?
This weekend.
Four standings?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't check. I went 0-3. I'm like 1-5, so I know I'm in last place.
I went 2-1.
I didn't check what the rest of you guys are doing.
I went 1-2, and my only pick that I got correct was my petty pick, which I always get right.
I got to handle business.
What?
I gotta handle business. I gotta make a comeback this week. I need like a 3-0 week.
You're chasing.
Hey,
got a couple weeks.
When you bring the shake weight tomorrow?
Yeah, you're gonna have to remind me later.
I'll do shake weight. Well, with all these phone calls you're gonna be getting from all, if you have any problems, you know, now that you're a suit, I don't know if my call will get.
Oh, it'll get through.
Okay.
You're on my VIP list.
No, we're not. We didn't even get thanked yesterday. We got a fake thank you.
You did not.
We got a fake thank you, Leroy. Yeah. Here's what happened. He put out an entire list of the entire building. Kiss ass here. Kiss ass here.
Yep.
Kiss ass there. Any thanks for old Tobin, Leroy, and Robbie?
Nothing.
What does he do? Oh, no. I did that intentionally, and I gave you guys your own post. I did it. It was a bit. It wasn't a bit. He forgot.
It was a bit.
It wasn't a bit.
Oh, my God.
He didn't even realize that I was going to read it before I even brought it to air.
If the boss was talking to me, I would have him tell you that it was a bit. But
trust me, it wasn't a bit.
He's not talking.
It wasn't a bit. I talked to the boss, and the boss doesn't lie to me.
I got
to
tell you, Beast.
Yeah.
You're not that funny to be having bits.
Yeah.
I am funny.
Nah.
No.
I'm not funny?
Nah.
No. Not funny.
Room, is Beast funny? Beast funny?
Robbie gave it the thumbs down.
Big old room of thumbs down for Mr. For
Mr. APD. Here's the problem. It's hard.
I'm really
to
not
be
funny.
Funny when your lips are always puckered up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just put it out
because I feel like I'm, you know,
that's not true. Beast has had his funny moments.
Mei Wei Chen.
Yeah, like you're
that
funny.
Sounds like funny moments.
Typically, your funny moments align with unprofessionalism.
Right. Like this past this.
But like, do you have any one-liners set up?
This thing earlier, where. The texters are giving us the code word. I wonder if I text in, could I win $1,000? Because they're calling, giving us the code word.
Yeah, since the listeners have the code words, are we now eligible to win the $1,000?
Right, because we clearly didn't have them.
I already feel bad enough, all right? I'm in timeout.
Well, look.
No, you don't. We have a list of things you've said that to.
We told you. It was like the great Al Golden said, with great power comes great responsibility. And you blew it.
Yeah, I've screwed up more in the last 2 weeks.
You shook,
and yeah, I'm.
You're not wearing a button down shirt today, by the way.
I know. I'm in my own head. I can't get out of my own head. I'm
you can't
screwing
fit in
up
your
left
own
and right.
Head.
That is true.
You're wearing a Scary Terry T-shirt,
although
which
I
drives
do have
me
a
insane.
Smaller head than Robbie.
That's just because Robbie has a plume of hair on his head right now.
No,
listen,
Robbie, look,
listen,
Robbie.
Listen.
I can look from here.
Listen,
he's got a look at the melon on that.
Listen,
guy.
Robbie could shave his head right now, and it would be bigger than mine.
You got to stop wearing Boston Celtics gear to this building. It's enough.
Robbie, when are you getting a haircut?
It's enough.
Memorial Day weekend. It's going down.
It's only going to happen one more time.
No, I'm sick of seeing
maybe
the Celtics. I'm sick of seeing the Boston game.
I like to ban a couple of terms from this show.
Robbie made me promise that if the Celtics go to the finals, that the Garnett jersey comes out.
Huh?
Yeah. The little one?
I don't want your Celtics gear up in here. Look, I'm appreciative that the Celtics are doing the Lord's work right now and bouncing
the
Cavaliers.
Go to the finals, I mean, I'm going to have to bring it out.
But the Scary Terry t-shirt, that means you just purchased that thing. Because the Scary Terry t-shirt's like 2 weeks old.
Yeah, I got it as soon as it came out.
Not surprising, by the way, they gave it a white face.
Black dude, white face.
Ah, Scary Terry is the best. What can make it better? What if we make his face white?
Yep. Not surprising. That's a Boston move.
Nothing.
He wears the shirt himself. He's embraced it.
Oh, because I'm sure he's getting kickbacks on it. Scary Terry has some merch. But he's still got to be looking at that and be like, you know, we all had to go with the white mask.
Oh, wait, let me
as
check
far
my,
as far as scary
I
to check
my
individuals are.
I have my Scary Terry app to see if they have him in a blackface.
They don't.
He has an app?
Yeah. I can add Scary.
Unbelievable.
Stickers. No, they only have. They
trust,
do have one.
You mean,
the mask on.
Trust me, the dumb.
If I want to use a black emoji, I can use a black emoji.
Right.
But this guy, black basketball player in Boston, can't even use blackface.
Nope. That's correct. Well, they do have the one with the mask off that clearly shows that he's a man of color.
Yeah, but what's the one that's getting the run in Boston?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a pretty good logo. I mean, he's holding up the mask, but it's way better when he's got a white face. Isn't that right, Murph?
Murph. Yes, Sully.
That's right, Sully. I like the white face. It's better. Let's go to Dunkies.
I love Dunkies. I know you do.
Not Dunkies. Dunks.
Whatever.
Dunks. Dunkies. No, we use Dunkies. We use Dunks. Dunkies. Yeah.
I know who I'm on this page.
Did you just say we use Dunkies?
That's a whole different situation. It happens in Tijuana.
I do.
By the way.
That was funny, by the way. It was a funny line.
By the way.
That was a funny line.
Went to it. Not as interesting
fun.
As you would think.
The donkey show?
Yeah.
Well, why would you think it would be interesting?
No, I just, you know, you know when you say, hey, let's go. Like, you think, oh, this ought to be different. I got to tell you.
Are there any donkey shows in South Florida?
No.
Really? I figured we got cockfighting. We got everything else. I figured it would be part of the repertoire.
Textures, let us know. 67974. Are there donkey shows in South Florida, and how can we attend?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to attend.
That should be in the Dartboard of Doom.
I was just saying, we should go to the Dartboard of Doom.
Yeah.
That's where it's got to go.
Attend a donkey show.
Man. I wouldn't put that on anybody else's bucket list.
Nope.
I'm telling you.
Mm-mm.
What would you rather do? Go to a donkey show or a shoey?
Shoey.
Donkey show. I'm just watching. I'm not participating in the donkey festivities. I'm just watching. The shoey, I'm actually taking down the shoey.
Unless that donkey's racing, it's not festivities. Okay? Nobody's being festive in
like
that
it's
moment.
A party.
Right.
Like it's
not, nothing festive about that.
Like it's a pinata.
Man, I'm tired.
Somebody says we're listening to a donkey show.
No. That would be a jackass. That's different.
That's me.
Jesus. People are saying plenty in Hialeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We need addresses.
This is the only radio show in South Florida where we are bringing you donkey shows and Rue Balls.
Yeah, by the way, what's our Rue Balls?
Should I put donkey shows on the promotions agenda
for tomorrow's
meeting?
Hey, what's our Rue Balls update?
Oh, well, Tobin was in the meeting last week.
They're working on it. Like, Rue Balls.
Oh, no, you saw the email we got.
We're supposed to have a call with Rue Balls.
You saw the email. You saw the email response and all that stuff. Yeah. But should I put donkey show on the agenda for tomorrow?
No. Let's not get thrown out of the meeting.
Right.
Well, I'm going to get fired.
Especially since you're bringing on water for today.
Right.
Why don't you throw it down the road?
I got
on that one.
You mean to do the 11 o'clock flash tomorrow so you don't ditch out on the meeting again?
Yeah, you have to do the 11 and the 12 tomorrow.
Hey, make sure the words are right. Don't take Robbie down with you.
Yeah, you're in a slump right now, man.
So wait,
I need
Robbie's going to say, hey, the code word for today is the same word that it was yesterday, but yesterday was the wrong word.
Swearsies, these one work.
I need me an SSBBW.
You are like Giancarlo Stanton joining the Yankees. Like, you got this new responsibility, this new attention on yourself, and you're whiffing.
Yeah, I'm whiffing badly.
You're whiffing hard. Good luck.
Hey, thanks for thanking us, though.
Yeah, thanks.
I did!
The only people in this building that will sit down with you for 2 hours, and we can't even get as much as a damn thank you?
In my all-company email, including the executive vice president of programming in the company, I mentioned you guys.
Oh, trust me, that went to spam.
And No, it didn't, because he wrote me back.
Oh, did he?
Chris Oliveira wrote me back.
Chris?
Chris Oliveira. No.
Trust me, not Chris. Yeah, I was
getting
ready to
say. Chris, not sales Chris.
Oh, Sue Chris. You.
Now, is he going to write you an email today saying what happened with the letter, with the words?
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm more than sure.
I'm so screwed.
Let me tell you how companies work. Everybody's all kumbaya, and somebody said, "What the hell happened with the word?" It was Beast. Oh, you're right under that bus.
Boss hates me.
Boss hates you. Boss doesn't hate you.
Boss hates me.
Boss would like to think, and I'm just speaking on behalf of the boss.
Right.
I ain't the boss. I don't have a say-so. But I'm speaking on behalf of the boss. Boss would like to think that you could give everybody a couple of words a day without screwing it up.
That should be something I should be able to handle.
Right.
Yep.
But you copy it and paste, and you always copy and paste without reading it, and we ask you, hey, did you check those? Yeah, I did.
No,
which
I
is
swear.
Impossible. Because a grown man who graduated from college, if he had checked, he would have realized that the word that we got wasn't Kiwi.
Why am I laughing?
No. It's funny.
You just feel guilty.
Yeah.
I feel horrible.
I feel guilty.
No. I am shook
and
right
and
now.
And it starts with you not thanking us.
Yeah. So... I would have to say,
guilt runs 24 hours deep.
If there's anybody I would treat well as I walk up this corporate ladder,
right,
it'll be the two guys who actually...
Well, Tobin feels he's responsible for my promotion.
Sure. Because we're the only people that sit in the room with you for 2 hours.
No. He feels like he's given me the opportunity to blossom in order to get the promotion.
Proof's in the pudding.
It's like he's Peyton Manning and you're Julius Thomas.
Kind of.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.